Thank you, Chair. My name is Dominic Brown. I'm from South Africa, where I'm based at the Alternative Information and Development Centre. AIDC is a member of the Global Campaign, which includes Corporate Accountability and the Transnational Institute, among others. We remain consistent that the third draft is the legitimate basis for engagement toward developing a legally binding treaty on business and human rights. A legally binding treaty is important to us as we have experienced, or we have many experiences of injustice at the hands of the corporate elite, enabled by the political elite, in our country and other parts of the Global South. Included in this, we strongly propose the inclusion of affected communities' demand for free, prior, and informed consent to enshrine communities' right to say no to potential corporate violations that undermine human rights and destroy our natural environment. The need for Section 12 in the third draft of the legally binding treaty is especially relevant in instances where it is found that corporate violations have taken place, violations that could have potentially been prevented if communities were granted and guaranteed free, prior, and informed consent. In South Africa, an example of this is the case of Lonmin Mining. On the 16th of August, 10 years ago, almost 50 workers were gunned down and killed in an event known as the Marikana Massacre. The reason behind the untimely deaths was a demand for improved working conditions, in line with the conditions required for a decent human existence. This could have been done if transnational corporations do not engage in practices of illicit financial flows, profit shifting, and wage evasion. From the Global Campaign, we want to underline that Article 12 is key to guaranteeing the effectiveness of the future of the treaty. It is the provision that must ensure the access of individuals and communities to justice is not frustrated by the element of transnationality. Regarding the content of Article 12, we propose to eliminate references to national legislation in some paragraphs, since this type of references may reduce the scope of the article. We propose to remove the mention of public order in Section 12.11c, as this opens the room for countries to arbitrarily reject a judgment and to be captured by private interests, endangering the primacy of human rights. The concept of public order can no longer be widely used in international law, as it has proven to be inadequate in preventing authorities from violating human rights and criminalizing human rights defenders and activists. We want to support Palestine in excluding paragraph 12.12, since it is a contradiction to subdue an international treaty to national legislation, especially human rights treaties, considering the erga omnes, or legally binding responsibility of all countries to ensure reparation, whether or not the activity occurred in its territory or not.